Hey everybody, welcome to Central in Janesville, the sermon podcast for the Janesville campus of Central Christian Church. Today we've got a short devotional podcast to go along with our regular Sunday sermon podcasts. This is your campus pastor, Kellen Anderson. Hey everybody, thanks for joining me for today's devotional. Today I want to talk a little bit about foundations. Foundations are really the basic elements that everything else builds off of. Foundation is really important to a house. I had a house, my last house up in the North Woods, that it had water problems. One winter, there was a ton of snow, and then in the spring, there was a ton of rain, and all of a sudden, water just started seeping through the foundations of our house. I would get up at 2 in the morning and take a wet vac and vacuum stuff out and through like 40 different towels in different places and had to change them out every day a couple times. It was an absolute nightmare. Having a house where the foundation isn't what it's supposed to be, it's not fun. And without a good foundation, you're likely to have issues kind of seep into your life and cause destruction. And even a little bit of destruction can wreak a lot of havoc. And tell me what your foundations are when it comes to the following things. Reading. The foundations are the alphabet, sounds, going left to right, comprehension. Comedy, the foundations of comedy is timing and having a sense of humor. Friendship, foundations are compassion and having care and camaraderie, fun, having something in common with somebody else. If you're a basketball player, your foundations are ball skills, effort, knowing the game well. And being a follower of Jesus, the foundations are faith, hope, love, trust, the fruit of the Spirit. And Jesus talks a little bit about this at the end of his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7. It says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. All right, so in verse 24, Jesus talks about having your foundation on the rock. The rock is the word of God. That word John described as being Jesus himself. Now, what do you think Jesus is referring to when he talks about the storms that hit us? Even when we're put on this rock. These storms, a lot of people think that these storms are the troubles of life, and that can be a little bit of, but specifically what Jesus is talking about here with storms is he's referring to our final judgment. This final judgment was something that his contemporaries, they feared like crazy. Most of them didn't really believe in an afterlife, and Jesus wanted people to see that they were actually promised eternity if they built their life on him, if he was going to be their foundation. And that's a huge statement to make. Jesus talked about the storms of life, and then he's essentially saying that with him as your foundation, you're going to withstand judgment at the end of all things. He's not necessarily saying anything about the storms of your everyday life. Now, he cares most about you being made right at the final judgment. And he cares more about that than you just having a life made easy. He is the only way that you and I will be made right for that final judgment. What are some of the things that sometimes maybe we build our house on that we shouldn't build our house on? Do you build your house on what others think of you? Do you build your foundation on your work life, your school life, your friends, being happy? What could be wrong with those things? The thing is, they're never going to be a strong foundation. It's like building your house on sand. Things kind of don't go perfectly, and it just goes away. But what about building your house on pleasing Jesus? How could that go wrong? Thing is, you're never going to be able to do that well enough the way that you're going to have to if you want to please Jesus perfectly. We have to build our house on the grace and mercy of Jesus, nothing else. Not even the way that I'm going to live for Jesus, the way that I'm going to obey Jesus. We have to put our foundation on his grace and mercy. And that's greatly going to affect how you choose to live. Your house, your life, it can look awesome to the people around you. But if its foundation is not built on Jesus, it is eventually going to crumble. The storms of this life Ultimately, your final judgment is going to overtake you. What does it ultimately mean to have your foundation built on Jesus, on this rock? It means to trust him, not to trust anyone or anything else, to trust him for your salvation. Trust in his grace alone and that grace that comes through faith. It's less about doing as much as it is about trusting and believing. But if you're trusting and believing in him the right way, it will affect the way that you end up doing your life. So what does this mean for us? Jesus holds the authority to be the foundation of everything in your life. Anything else that you put as your foundation, it is going to come crashing down on you. But when you trust Jesus as your means to real life, and in the end, you know that you're always going to be okay, no matter how difficult life gets. It's not saying life is going to be easy. Life is going to have its storms. It's going to have its challenges. But let's root ourselves in Jesus today. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much that we can put ourselves in you and make you the foundation of our lives. Lord, forgive us for the times where we have placed our life on things that don't matter as much. We worry so much about how other people think of us. We worry so much about our jobs and the different things in life. But the only thing that matters is putting you as our rock. God, show us what that looks like today. Help us to understand what it means to place ourselves in you at every moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast from Central in Janesville. Be sure to subscribe to the Central in Janesville podcast to keep up to date with each of our teachings. Thanks.